Philadelphia lawmakers are weighing legislation designed to hold real estate developers accountable when they promise to build affordable housing. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the bill was voted out of committee today.
The measure would give the Zoning Board of Adjustment leverage over developers seeking permission to build more units than the law allows. Specifically, developers who have promised the community that they'll include affordable units in a project if it supports that request. City Council member Jamie Gauthier introduced the bill. She says her legislation would give the Zoning Board the power to turn down developers who won't legally commit to building those units.
As we all know, unless it's written down somewhere, many of these commitments don't actually pan out. And this leads to mistrust in the zoning process and RCOs being understandably suspicious of large developments because they've been burned too many times.
The Building Industry Association of Philadelphia, which advocates for developers who do work in the city, argues the bill would hurt, not help, affordable housing production. The legislation must still be passed by the full council. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Even though Larry Krasner easily defeated challenger Pat Dugan in yesterday's Democratic primary, the two still could face off again in November. More than 6,000 Republicans cast write-in votes as part of a coordinated GOP effort to have Dugan run as a Republican this fall. Philadelphia GOP head Vince Fenerty says Dugan would be welcomed with open arms.
Our goal for the fall is we're very hopeful that Judge Dugan will take his time, okay, and look at the figures. He and his family talk about it, and we're hopeful that he will accept the Republican nomination to run again and defeat Larry Krasner in November.
Sources with the Dugan campaign say they are considering the GOP's offer. Showery conditions this afternoon. Right now, 56 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia.